know how much it costs, all that shit.
Yeah, but that leads to actually buying
something. I'm not going to fucking hit the buy button. I just want to see how much it costs. You could do pickup. That's the thing.
There you go. That's right. You can't pick it up. Just make sure it's the same price. Make sure they ain't overcharging you.
No, they're not.
We ain't got time for that, man. I'm trying to have money out here. Hey, scoot over. Yeah. Hey, matter of fact, down. Yeah. There you go. What up, y'all? You know how we start always in the mix.
You did that shit like for real. Like it was sure moving
did.
The chair.
Sure did. Yep.
Niggas ain't seen us in a while. We could, you know, have our shit together.
We do got it together.
Yeah, this but you know what I mean? This is...
Yeah, it's cool. You hungry, as usual, you know?
I'm the one that's hungry.
Yeah, I am hungry.
Yeah, you always... It's not a party until you be like, I'm hungry, y'all.
It's cool, though. I haven't eaten since yesterday. Yeah. BreezeCast. We back. Episode 44. When you on number 44?
I don't... You asking me? You supposed to be keeping track. This
didn't
is
you,
Breeze.
No, it is BreezeCast. I was asking you, when you on number 44 in high school? Didn't you have 44? Oh,
yeah.
At one point. That was an ugly number.
Fuck you. Why is matching numbers ugly?
Matching numbers not ugly.
15 is not cool.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
It is.
It's halfway between 30. That's its only claim to fame.
It looked good.
It looks good.
It does. That was football. And basketball was 31. That looks good, too.
That's Reggie Miller's number, so yeah.
Man, it looked good.
Yeah, okay.
You know? But not on 44? You. Who was that, like John Smith?
Nobody.
Remember back in the day?
Nah, I don't fuck John Smith.
Yeah, what was his name? Nah. John Wallace. John Wallace. He played for Arizona. Then he played for the New York Knicks. John Wallace.
Yeah, and he was nothing like I want to be as a basketball player.
I think he
player.
Played for the Pistons, too. Everybody played for the Pistons.
Yeah, just like the Lions.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we take,
right now, not the Tigers, actually.
Yeah, we take all the old cats and give them one more contract before they hit the bricks.
Yeah, we don't do that. We don't do that with football. I mean, hockey and baseball. We just... give people ridiculously dumbass contracts.
Yeah, forever, like lifetime contracts. And they don't even have to learn English.
No, and then get hurt after 5 games. As long as you're hitting home runs, it doesn't matter. So you have 3 home runs a season.
We don't care. But you know what it is. It's the BreezeCast, episode 44, man.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too. Right after this, we're going definitely about to get something to eat, man. A slice of something or a sandwich, something between 2 pieces of bread. No, my bad. You want a plate. Excuse me. You got something against sandwiches.
Nigga, come on, man. Come on.
What's up, man?
No, just go on. Just
go on with that bullshit.
Just go on with this sandwich bullshit. We literally just started. You on some bullshit.
Hey, man, it's Aries season. Speaking of bullshit, I'm just playing. Happy birthday to all the damn Rams out there.
And from all of the Rams, kiss my ass.
See, there you go. All the damn Rams. Appreciate y'all. Y'all pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, when we got our heads on straight.
Yeah, when everything is focused.
Fuck you, nigga. I be trying.
Shit, we all be trying. Speaking of being focused, man, where you been, man?
Nigga, I got a job, dog.
Yeah, the people want to know.
Yeah,
the people want to know. They be what happened with the BreezeCast? What happened to John? Where is he at?
Hey, look, guys. Check this out. Yeah, I need money. Just like you at home.
Say you a supervisor now. You run the whole security department.
Run shit, man. Hey man, be quiet, man.
I'm talking about we ain't.
Stop talking about shit, man. Like I don't do nah.
Hey, my man doing big things. Nah. That's why he ain't been around.
I don't do shit. I sit at the desk.
Out here getting it.
And yell at people.
Exactly. They be like, hey, excuse me, how are we supposed to do this? And they say, figure it out.
No.
That's leadership.
My case, get the fuck out, bro. Like, why you coming to me with this bullshit? It's not my job, man.
Hey, congrats, man. But that's what it is, man. Your boy, I've been working too. So my ID badge and stuff is over there. But I've been working too. And it's getting warm, so the DJ ain't been coming back into play.
You got like 3 companies. Like, when ain't you working? Like, when ain't you doing something for real?
Sure, I got to do something today and tomorrow.
Exactly.
And then go to work on Monday.
Right, but it's always my fault. Shit, we not doing the show, right?
No, it's cool. I'd be like, hey, let's do it. And you'd be like, oh, man, let's go get some food instead.
Yeah, like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Hungry. www.hungryman.com, man.
Hey,
but we just had to come. We got some time today, so I was like, let's hook it up.
We're going to make this, back to what we do.
Yeah, you know? And you know, just see the people and just bring them something real quick.
The people.
Yeah.
Y'all just want to hear us talk bullshit about people. Like, and I'm here for it, so fuck it. Let's do
it. It's cool, man. We just be talking about what be going on, giving our little opinions on pop culture, sports, and just things that's going on in general with people. You know what I mean?
And mostly the stupidity, though.
It's a lot of stupidity going on
always,
right now. I heard a new song. I heard a new song by an artist. It was talking about not getting a plan B and basically, you know, letting the guy splooge enter and having the baby. I forgot the name of the song. My boy sent it to me. It's wild. It's like Sexy Red taking
up. Of course
up,
it is.
Taking up a notch.
I thought it was her.
But in the worst, like in a bad way. Like they kicking up.
No, you don't have to play. No.
They kicking up the ratchet.
You don't have to. You know I don't. I'm good. I'm
her
good.
Name is.
That's she ugly as fuck too. Like who?
But you hear. That's enough. See, you don't even, you know, it's just like the music is
getting. Blew it on some yurt.
Yeah, the music.
What the fuck is yurt, brother? What the
fuck? What is it, a go-gurt?
I don't know, man.
Shit is crazy. You know, like with all the people saying no Diddy now because of the Diddy stuff.
I'm going to listen to Biggie and Diddy whenever the fuck. R. Kelly, too. Like, this music. I'm going to listen to their music. It's not my fault y'all bought into their life. That's y'all business. Shit.
Hey, you got a point. Because y'all bought into the fact that these people is.
They're like, not your friends. Them niggas don't care about you.
Right.
And I care about their music. That's why they famous.
And they probably do a lot of nasty, perverted stuff behind closed doors.
Hey, man, I've worked at a hotel where the manager. R. Kelly stayed there. It's a well-known hotel in Detroit. And R. Kelly stayed there one time. And the manager commented on how many underage women were there that night.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And this was like 20 years ago. So I'm just saying.
Stuff is happening.
Always been happening.
Yeah, it has always been happening. Like, now we got social media and you got people that's coming out and saying stuff about it.
I don't know. Some shit has always been said. Like, the shit with the acting shit. Like, if you don't even have to know somebody. You hear stories about people, like I said, that try out for shit and they'll tell you, like, no, they wanted me to do some shit I wasn't comfortable with.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what that world is.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, like, go Hollywood and all that bullshit.
Yeah, since the beginning of the year with the Cat Williams things just been... Everything just been unearthed.
We say the shit, but we done said the shit about the dresses. Like, other comedians have talked specifically about that. Why is it that only black men are in dresses? If you can answer that shit, I would love to know why.
Okay, real quick. Even like John Cena. Like, the Oscars.
Oh, man.
Right. They was basically saying that was a humiliation ritual. But, and I mean, he got this other movie called
Nicky Stanecki, where he dress up like
women, and it's all like crude humor and, you know, like jokes about... You know, it's
funny how some producers think that that's the shit that's funny.
And my point was to say, like, even at the Oscars, that he came out naked. They, like, covered him up. But, like, the fact that y'all think that's
funny. That's the thing for him. Like, he always do that in Peacemaker. Like, half of the show, I swear to God, I see his ass is, like, in the picture. I'm like, I just want to see him shoot shit and make jokes.
So, yeah. So, I mean, and you know, watch and see what happens to his career. What happens? Like,
he's blowing up.
He going to be right. He going to be in more movies, and he going to be all super Hollywood. And it's part of it because he did that. He let them do that to him.
I mean, I've thought that about R&B forever. Like, the producers killed that shit on purpose. Why y'all want to hear music about, like, loving each other and doing right by each other? Why the fuck y'all want to hear that shit? Like, no. Because then y'all might actually do that. No, give them the ratchet shit, because that's
talking about, like, an example, like, with that mess we just played about the plan B and...
And that's acceptable nowadays. Yeah, that's crazy. That's cool. That's crazy.
I don't get it.
But I can't...
Okay, let's look at the world we live in today. They got the young dude that played for, I think, Kentucky or something. He got a NIL deal with a company that does fingernail paint.
So he got fingernails
and
shit.
He got painted fingernails. So, like, a company went to a young man and marketed that when fingernail paint has always been, like, something for women. I get, you know, goth kids, they take paint themselves black or, you know, whatever.
Well, the thing is, because everything is becoming non-binary, you can't say that this belongs with this or this belongs with that. And that's horseshit. I don't care if you don't agree with me with that. Like, you the one that's full of shit. Because the reality of life is what we see and can feel. Like, you know the difference between a man and a woman. I'm not trying to get on here and preach or none of that shit. Just keeping it a buck. Like, real talk, some arguments. We don't have good roads. Our electrical system is shitty. Like, we got all sorts of real fucking problems. And we having arguments and debates about a fucking bathroom. Give me a break.
A bathroom.
Go the fuck away.
Or like, okay.
Go away.
Before we get into it, what about the Detroit sign? We got...
Oh!
That was, man, damn, the audio. Sorry about that, y'all.
Sorry, dog.
This nigga peeking. But yeah, I'm like, everybody going ham about the Detroit sign because it didn't look like the AI rendition and da 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 like all the complaints. You got people laying on the sign, taking pictures and complaining and out in front of the sign tonight, just being niggas.
What the fuck did you expect?
And it's like, y'all, then you got everybody just complaining about it. Like,
well, I mean, it's not like it was a bunch of wasted money.
Fix the street.
Do something. Fix the streets, the electrical grid, schools. Do something.
And anything. Then you got DTE asking for like $7 million so they can improve the electrical grid. Mm. The same company that charge you just...
For peak rate hours, all that shit, all
this
that.
This is the time you use it the most? We're going to charge you more.
Absolutely.
This time.
Absolutely. Everything is to our benefit. Yeah.
You're welcome. Like, come on, man.
That's the new world order.
Yeah, that's where we at, man. Breezecast, episode 44. Your main man, DJ Cool Breeze. My main man... David Ruffin.
Yeah, you ain't do it. Yep, you're fucking up.
Oh, yeah.
You're fucking
up. We
did
it in a while. David Ruffin, though. You know what I'm saying?
I can't be David Ruffin every time you don't have a name. Like, nigga, do better. You a damn DJ.
But David Ruffin is cool, though.
You a damn DJ.
Whatever, man. Hey, real quick, man. RIP to Uncle Preston. Shout out to Uncle Preston.
For sure, for sure.
Shout out to my man, Ill Will. His mom passed away. So shout out to Ill Will.
That's
hard.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, man. Love you, my dog.
Stay strong, bro, bro.
And then just RIP, man. Carl Weathers. I don't know if we got to mention that. That's just somebody, you know, with that make great
movies. I feel like I know that guy.
And, you know, you know that we love. Shout out to Carl Weathers. And RIP to the Juice.
Do yourself a...
OJ.
Wow.
OJ. What was he about to say?
Do yourself a favor. And if you haven't seen Action Jackson, watch that. If you like the In the Heat of the Night, take a look at him when he was in it. That shit was pretty good.
He was in The Predator as well.
Yeah, of course. If you don't know that, like, don't. Everything else I said is irrelevant.
But yeah, shout out to them, man. RIP to our people, and you know.
He said OJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet all the white women out there feel safe now.
That's wild, man. The juice is no longer loose.
Yep, death squeezed all the juice out that nigga.
Man, OJ was wilding toward the end, man, with what he was doing and stuff, but.
Hey, man, if he did it, he told you how he would do it and showed you, too.
Made a whole bunch of money off of it, man. This week, man.
One quick thing to say about that. I heard somebody earlier say, or yesterday, say that the OJ trial showed just how divided we are, were even back when people thought that we weren't divided at all. And that shit's crazy to me.
Yeah, and now I feel like it's even worse.
Oh, it's absolutely worse. No doubt. But this bullshit, okay, yeah.
The
go
solar
ahead.
Eclipse. Everybody was going crazy earlier this week. That was Monday. I was at the job, and everybody was going crazy. People standing outside had their glasses on. They got Cartier solar eclipse glasses out here for Detroit people. It was a lot.
You said Cartier solar eclipse.
Yeah,
glasses.
You ain't seen them. They got the little buffs on there and some diamonds. That's what we doing, man. Everybody was standing outside. I went to Riverside Park the one day because I was at work. I had some time, so I dipped over to the park for a minute, you know, get a taco. And everybody was standing outside looking at the sky.
I don't even know what the fuck I was doing because I don't give a fuck. Like, I couldn't tell
man,
you what
it's,
I was doing.
I mean, it only happens so often.
Same with the kids.
By the time it happened again, like, you know, we probably won't even be here no more.
I get that, like, I get it, it's nature, it's a wonder. I'm not shitting on nobody for real who enjoys that sort of thing. I enjoy shit that other people don't. We all do, right? Like, I get it. But I guess my problem with shit like that is when it start infringing on my every fucking day life. Nigga, I still gotta go to work. I still got shit to do. I got people hanging out and shit, looking all, blocking the roads and shit.
I get it, yeah. People just make it into too much of a thing. You know
companies
what I'm
making y'all like, if I owned a company, I'd love it too. I would love it too.
Because everybody just make everything a super big deal. And then it's like, dog, I get everybody want to see, but it's like, come on, y'all. Like,
we got Cartier glasses for this one day fucking event.
It was a joke, man. It was a joke because, you know, Detroit people.
Oh,
you know
shit.
I mean?
Nah, hey, that's a good job. We're gonna do that shit next year.
But it was funny.
Next time, we're going to have some Cartier.
Yeah, you gotta Cartier get that buffs. You got to get that to your kids and pass that down. So when it happened, they'd be like, oh, great granddad was smart as hell.
That's right, because they're going to cost $18 billion by the end.
That's where we at, man.
Even if there is a planet.
Moving along, man. Rap music, dog. Rap music been nuts lately. You know what I'm saying? You got J. Cole.
It's still rap music.
Man, I don't know,
is it,
man.
Like,
you had the Metro Boomin and Future album. Did you listen to it? I just be asking. Maybe you was like, I'm going to check it out.
Come on, man.
It's straight. It's a good album. But he got the joint with Kendrick Lamar.
What you about to say is part of the reason why I don't fuck with none of this. These new rappers, like this new rap shit. Like,
just from the music part, the album is dope.
Y'all fucking pussies, man.
The album is dope.
You can't say nothing about me. I'm sorry.
The Metro Boomin' and Future album is dope. You know what I'm saying? The song, it like every song mirror Drake, All the Dogs album, like the titles and stuff. And it's cold. Metro Boomin' cold on the beats. And, you know, Future be doing his thing. But then you got, you know, Kendrick was on there. And there's beef because Kendrick don't like, got beef with Drake. And Drake and Future was cool because they got a whole bunch of songs together. You know what I'm saying? Then
Drake got beef with himself. He beat on himself all the time.
Stop it.
He did it. Shit, I didn't.
Then you got J. Cole. He stepped in and said something. And then he had a whole diss, you know. Might delete this later. And then he was at the show and he apologized for it. He said it wasn't sitting right with his spirit. He said it felt like it was corny, like it was whack. You know, even though like all his friends was like, oh, what you gonna do? You know, Like, and I get.
I get your spirit
and being a good guy. Oh, okay. And not putting out, you know.
We talking about rap?
Yeah. I'm getting to that. Like, I get all of that stuff, but like, this just wasn't the place for that necessarily. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that's what you was on, you should have just made another For Your Eyes Only about folding clothes or something. You know? You shouldn't even say nothing. Because the apology part, and then everybody getting on social media and being like, y'all tearing this black man down because he able to have growth and talk about stuff. And, you know, like, that's great. But we talking about rap music and competition. You know? Like, next we're going to be playing basketball, somebody gonna get dunked on, you're gonna be like, my bad.
Hey, you can't show any passion when you play. They're already working on it.
In the NBA, you still can.
No, you can't.
In the NFL, you can't.
You show any passion, you technical foul, get your ass out of here.
Nah, I don't agree with that.
That's what you're seeing. This is a whole thing.
It's just like, man.
Everybody be sensitive and love each other.
It's competition.
Unless you work for the government and then you can kill as many people as you like. You don't have to be nice then.
That's the T. But I'm saying, it's rap music. It's for fun. My rhymes is better than yours. My clothes is better than yours.
It's competition. I'm cooler
than you. You know, I get more girls than you. Whatever. You know, my beats sound better than yours.
Or you can't reach the sky unless you got some gas pushing you. And sometimes that gas is hate. Like, what are we doing, bro?
Man, not even.
What are we doing?
It don't even have to be hate. Just friendly competition.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean. Yeah, like, whatever. Like, but it's gas, bro. Use that shit for that.
So, yeah, that's my take on it, man.
These niggas apologizing in rap songs to each other. Like, I missed the, you know, hit 'em up days. Y'all will lose y'all mind with Tupac, like, because he didn't give a fuck. Come on, man. You can't make that nowadays, but you can make a song about no plan Bs. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you got a point. It's okay to make this ratchet music that just talk about whatever, and you know, the young girls and boys listen to it and they want to hear it, but you can't have no rap battle where every, you know, iron sharpens iron, where it's just on wax and y'all just, well, you know, some jabs and lyrical sparring.
Hey, man.
Can't have that.
What, Ether and what's Jay-Z's?
The Takeover.
The Takeover, right. You wouldn't have them. They played off of each other. What are we talking about?
Yep. Takeover was like for the radio, for everybody in general. But Ether wasn't. That was directed at one person.
One person only.
Shout out to Bomani Jones. See, that was directed at uno persona.
And all you got to do is listen to the first bar and it'll tell you.
Yeah. Jay-Z. And then we go in from there. Mm. So. I don't like where rap is right now with all of that stuff like that, man. I'm like,
they tell you too harsh. Whatever. Toxic masculinity. You need to put that away.
Things go around in cycles. So I think in a minute we're gonna get back to like the Afro beats is leading it, but I think we're gonna get back to like dancing.
When did we
stuff like more dancing and stuff like
that?
Did
I miss the era where we got back to like fighting and whooping people's ass? Like we ain't got
talking
back
about like crunk music.
Like
that shit gonna come back around too. Watch.
I'm gonna be old and I ain't gonna be able to do it no more.
He's
like,
gonna be in the crib. Like, I like that new little.
Can't skeet. Go in them circles. I have to shoot one of you motherfuckers. Skeet. The new little skeet skeet. You will never hear me say that again. The fuck is wrong with you, man?
Whoever the artist is, you know, it was little, it was young for the long. It was MC, MC this, MC that. It was young this, young that, little this, little that.
It's still little. I don't know why these niggas want to keep getting smaller.
No, everybody baby. Young baby, little baby.
I don't know
baby.
Why they want to keep getting smaller. Like, you want to be a little baby, like, infant. All your whole life?
Infant.
Nigga, 75. Yeah, nigga, I'm a little baby. Like, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Moving on, BreezeCast episode 44, man. Cool Breeze, David Ruffin up in the smug, chopping it up, man. Mm-mm. Moving along next. Mm-mm. What? Your homegirl, your girl, the most exciting draw for basketball right now.
And that tells you how much, how bad it is. Yeah, how much it's in the toilet.
Yeah, like with the NBA. Can we, real quick, let's talk about Caitlin Clark first, and then can we just talk about Glenn Rivers, please? It's real quick. Not Doc Rivers. His name is Glenn now. Anyway, Caitlin Clark, man. She hooping, and she doing her thing. She out there drilling threes.
She hooped like a nigga. Like, I swear to God.
If she could dunk,
she would be a nigga. She'd be crossing people, setbacking and shit. Like, it's great.
Shout out to her wearing the Kobe 5s, too. That's sweet. She wear the Kobe 5s, the Bruce Lee boys. That's sweet. But
yeah, she be high kicking the shit out them bros.
She be hooping, man.
She be hooping.
She be hooping. I didn't like last year with the thing when she was like this, and then the old girl Reese did it, and they went crazy. But
that's where we are, because you can't be good and arrogant.
That wasn't
you can't do that.
Wow.
You wouldn't have Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, some of the greatest athletes that we've ever seen were both arrogant and great. Like
Kobe too.
You need that to be great. And I hate people that's just like, you don't have to be that way. Like, yeah, you do. That's why they reach the heights that they do. But continue. I'm
so
sorry.
That's a part of it. It's not. It's more than, you know, it's 100 different ways to skin the cat. So, you know.
Well, I've only seen the greatest be like that. I've seen you give me a great that was humble while they were actually doing it. And I'll take that into consideration.
I was about to be like Reggie Miller.
Man, please. That's why I love it. That game ruined me.
Yeah, but you're right. That's definitely a component. You got to have some arrogance. You know Absolutely. What I mean? To be great, you got to have arrogance, because you have so many people telling you that what you can't do and that you can't do it. So, but in any case, she's doing her thing, man.
Killing it.
And people watching it, Ice Cube even offered her $5 million to come to the Big Three and hoop.
Seems to me this is exactly what the WNBA needs. A big draw to get behind and pull people in. I know what point you're about to make.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
You're
like,
just teeing it up for me. But of course not. Even during the broadcast, they had a broadcast where it was two UConn, former UConn players that played for the women's team, of course. And you know they won for the longest. They didn't lose a game.
3 years.
Yeah, and they was national champions, like, consistently. With Gino Auriemma.
That's when I didn't watch women's basketball, because it was honestly no point.
Right.
There was no point in watching it.
They was going to win every time. You know what I'm saying? But with the Caitlin Clark thing, they was on the broadcast just talking crazy. They was like, would you draft Caitlin Clark or Paige Buchers? And the girl, who was it? It was Diana Taurasi.
Diana Taurasi.
She was like, Paige Buchers, hands down. That's the end of that conversation. Like, Cheryl Swoops then said some stuff about her. Like, talking about how she got an opportunity to play longer because of the COVID stuff.
How the fuck is Cheryl Swoops, like, you was the original great. Like, you're going to be on the Mount Rushmore.
You had Michael Jordan shoes.
And
that was sweet.
At the time, you was the female version of Michael Jordan, because you was out there killing it. Stop being a hater, bitch.
Then you got your girl, Stewie, Breonna Stewart.
She playing basketball right now. That's just competitive.
Yeah, okay.
She hooping. Like, she's actively playing in the WNBA.
But that was a stupid take, because they was like, do you have to have a championship?
You used to tell me that, because I'd say dumb shit like that, too, if I'm hyping my teammates up. Yes, I understand what I'm saying, or I'm hyping up my shit. Yes, I understand. I don't care.
Well, she said, do you have to have championships to be considered a GOAT? And she's like, yeah.
Of course, because she doesn't have any.
It's plenty of college players who had great college careers.
Wonder did Cheryl Miller have
who
one?
Who didn't win championships. Like, even like, you can even go back to like Pistol Pete. Pistol Pete considered one of the greatest basketball players ever, and he didn't win a chip. You know what I'm saying? And I can name some others, but that's one that stuck out in my mind.
I mean, shit, I don't know if anybody will ever break his college basketball point scoring records. I don't know. I don't even know if it's possible.
Right. And if it's a couple other players, too, where you could be like, so they're not good because they didn't win a chip.
I mean, Reggie Miller, you can go down there. And yeah, for basketball.
Yeah,
you,
that didn't win a chip, that was great, though.
Yeah, but it's your time frame. You running up against the GOAT, like all them people that went up against Michael Jordan, like, then nobody going to disqualify y'all from the Hall of Fame because you couldn't beat him. And nobody beat him. Right. Like, it is what it is.
And plus, especially in college basketball, you know, it's harder to dominate as one person.
Absolutely.
So you
got, I know them UConn men doing it.
You gonna go up against a team, and even that team, they've been together. They won a championship last year. Them is gonna be the team that's gonna keep on winning. The teams that's been together, because you know a lot of these kids just go there for 1 year and then they be gone. So it's no chemistry.
Ain't that what the pros do? Didn't they make that popular? Because when we grew up, it wasn't like that. Like, I'm going to stay here and beat your ass. Like, I'm not about to run from you, ho. I'm not going, no, I ain't going to get nobody. It's going to be me. I'm going to climb this mountain. That arrogance. But if you ask me, that was just a better brand of basketball. Removing some of the physicality was okay. But for the most part, like, it still needed to be what it's going to be. Hey, man.
I heard what you said. I just responded to a text message. Hey,
it's not. It's people watching too. Yeah, like, and you just all you. On there, just like, I don't. Hey,
no,
hey,
was,
hey,
no,
hey,
no, that was quick. Man. Shout out to all the Aries, man. Happy birthday today, Aries.
Yeah. Yeah, and all that. You know what? And you know why I'm doing what I'm doing. Where's the camera? Yeah,
right there.
You.
But yeah, I'm just like. How you gonna hate on this woman? She's gonna be able to elevate the game and help get more eyes, help get y'all stuff y'all want, like more money, first class flights. You know what I'm saying? Like,
supplemented by the NBA.
They had a story about, we're gonna say this, then we're gonna keep it moving. They had a story about Skylar Diggins, right? Skylar Diggins, cold. One of the coldest college basketball players, women college basketball players.
So she gonna take an L to join the WNBA?
Nah, she went to the WNBA. She went on maternity leaves and wasn't able to use the team facilities, like, while she wasn't with the team. She had to go, like, do her own gym thing and pay for her own, you know what I'm saying? Like,
stuff, why wouldn't you want
stuff that, even just be able to go there and work out and eat, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you use the facilities to work out because you're coming back from having the baby.
Yeah.
And they like, no, you can't use them because you ain't with the team. That's the type of shit they be on.
I mean, well, it sounds to me that league needs to just be left to its own devices and those problems will solve itself.
It's going
to
implode.
I mean, like, this is, we're talking about business shit, and like, yeah. Like, I don't, you can't use the feminine shit to back block to disguise bad business. Like, you want to make some money, B? We're going to tell you how to do it. But definitely, see what I mean?
I just was
see,
clicking.
See what I mean, ladies and gentlemen?
Man.
Like, bro, like, no. My man not even in your shit.
I am in it.
Like, this is the Breeze cast, and Breeze over there fucking around.
No, shut up. But I feel you. Like, it's gonna be what it's gonna be. I just don't like the way all the women giving her all the hate. Like, why don't y'all celebrate her? Like, she bringing eyes to the game. I watched them last two games they played against South Carolina and the one against LSU. I watched both of those, like, in entirety.
I heard a lot of men say that, and I've never heard men be like, I watched this women's basketball. Like, it's not something you hear. So
shout out to South Carolina. We over here talking all about Caitlin Clark, but they the ones who won the championship and went undefeated.
Yep.
Shout out to Dawn Staley. Shout out to Raven Johnson.
But you know all those names because you tuned in to watch Caitlin Clark play.
Shout out to my girl Carmilla Cardoso. And what's the other girl name? Hannah Stokey.
If I was born now, I would identify as a woman and go dominate.
This guy.
Be Brittany Griner.
They just made a law saying that the transgenders can't compete in, like, you know, women's sports. Like, you know what I mean?
Common sense. And that people, dude was dominating people, the shit out of swimming.
Yeah.
He was killing it. Like, I was like, damn.
Like, bro. Like, it's like, because, man, you a man.
It was one dad that's so mad. He was like, how the fuck you gonna tell me my daughter didn't come in first place? She deserved a first place trophy. She fought a man. Like, damn.
But it's got a point. Like, it's like, it ain't even no common sense no more.
Well, if it's the kid that we know, like, oh, no, this not going down. You going to fight me. you going to fight me.
Speaking of fighting, the Milwaukee Bucks is fighting for their playoff lives right now.
That's what they get.
They, you fired your coach when y'all was, what, 31-13, 33-13, and then you bring in Doc Rivers, and it's been bad ever since.
You said you wasn't going to call him that no more.
Yeah,
being a doctor
right.
Is shit.
Excuse me. Yeah, he's Glock.
Because he'll shoot the shit out of your team. He'll shoot it full of holes.
Man,
blow that bitch up.
Glenn Rivers, man. Like, it's bad. Like, he talking about, I done heard so much stuff over the last few weeks. Like, he was blaming the people in the organization, like, from the ball
boys. They won
boys,
a few championships.
And from the people who watch the jerseys. Like, y'all not professional. And, like, you taking notes. And, man, that's just what happened when you do somebody bold. Straight up.
Adrian Griffin didn't deserve what he got.
No, because they had Doc as a consultant, and he sat there and took his job and shit. You know what I'm saying? And now it's going to shit.
I don't understand how he keeps getting jobs. It's like Steve.
Off of that one championship.
It's like Steve Fisher. or not Steve Fisher, Jeff Fisher. Like, how many quarterbacks does this man have to ruin before y'all finally say, well, I guess he can't coach? Like, what are we doing?
Well, with this, it's just, it's like, man, he's ruining his team. Like,
it's, you got Damian Lillard and Doc Rivers.
And it's not working. And Giannis Antetokounmpo. You basically got two MVP caliber players on your team. And then they be losing by, like, being up a whole bunch and then lose the lead at the end of the game and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
docking his bad decisions. It's coaching.
The NBA, boy.
You should have let Adrian Griffin go through his lumps during the season so he could have been on top. Even fucking up the slight fuck-ups, he was learning about time management. Even with that, he was 30-13. Yep. Y'all was in second place right behind the Boston Celtics, who killing everybody. I mean, you right. You get what you deserve. Y'all niggas tripping.
Yeah, you can't do somebody like that then expect for stuff tripping. To be great. So, yeah, you get what you deserve, man.
I mean, that's just...
They shouldn't have fired him.
That's just stupid basketball sense.
Facts. Now, speaking of stupid, let's talk about boxing. We got Mike Tyson going against Jake Paul. I don't understand.
I do. Money.
It's a spectacle. Because it's no way that Jake Paul should be stepping foot inside a boxing ring with Iron Mike Tyson. Old, young, in between, it don't matter.
The question is often asked in jest, would you take $1 million to get punched by Mike Tyson? A clean punch one time, a uppercut. What he famous for? Take one of them for $1 million. And niggas say, no, sir, I will not.
The classic peekaboo style. If he land one of them punches, he punches through people.
Bro.
It got to be stipulations and stuff to the fight.
Yeah.
He can't go.
What's his name? Got to wear headgear. And Mike got to wear bigger gloves.
No headshots.
Fuck.
You know what I mean? Nothing like that.
This man been boxing since he was 18 years old. He used to do it in his spare time for fun when he quit. And you want to get in the ring with him. This man no more. He done pissed more out about boxing than you will ever learn, boy. You about to die.
I'm talking about.
And I'm here for it.
I'm talking about done played it, got mad at it, threw it away, and I don't want it no more. And then picked it back up again. You understand? Like, come on, man.
You hear Roy Jones? When they asked him, like, oh, you do this again? He's like, shit, it's that pause. Like, you know, I come and show out for the beat.
Yeah, nigga.
It was
stipulations on that fight where he couldn't punch him in the head and stuff. So,
and even when Mike hit him, you felt that
shit. It was serious.
It's like, nigga.
It was serious.
Ooh, he still got that.
That's gonna be a spectacle. Then on the other side, more of a real boxing, traditional boxing match. Ryan Garcia versus my man Devin Haney. That's next week on 420.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That should be a straight fight.
420.
Yeah.
Fuck 420.
Why? It's gonna be ham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you think that's why I'm working so much now? You open a new store, and then you got to deal with 420 right behind it.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy, man. Shout out to the Hash Bash this past weekend, too. That mug was lit. It was like 420 before 420.
But it's always like that. Yeah. Wherever a Hash Bash is.
Shout out to my man, Big Adam Brook, Big J, Dad Pops fam. You already know what it is, man.
And North Coast, too. North Coast players.
North Coast players. But Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney is going to be a good fight, man. I think Devin Haney is going to come out on top, but I think it's still going to be a good fight. It's going to be a better showing for Ryan Garcia than against Tank Davis, for sure. But he might get his ass knocked out.
I'm sorry, I was distracted by the picture that you over there staring at.
Like, I wasn't staring at it.
Can you put it away?
I wasn't staring at it.
Jesus.
It was a message. I was checking the
messages.
But anyway, it's going to be a good fight, man. I might put a couple dollars on the fight.
I'll put a couple dollars on the Mike Tyson fight. On Mike Tyson.
The odds is going to be all in his favor.
Until they see that and then put a dollar on Jake Paul. To make it to the third round or something.
$1, Bob. $1. Like Harlem Knights. But I think it's going to be a good fight. I'm going to go with Devin Haney for the win, though.
I don't know neither one of these two cats. I can't speak on this one.
Ryan Garcia been going crazy talking about Illuminati shit, and he went to a sacrifice, and he showed up to the press conference on a white horse in a white suit.
Okay.
They've been accusing him of using cocaine, steroids.
Thanks, obviously.
It's been out of control.
You should have lived with that. I'd have paid more attention.
it's been out of control, man. Like, his voice changed, his face all fat.
Wow.
Like, yeah, it's a lot going on. So
and they can let him fight.
Yeah. Recently, he got on Instagram a couple times, and you know, he said he okay, and they said, you know, they got the 24/7s where they show every week they give you like an update on training, them talking shit and all of that. And they, he was on there and he training. So 420 next week. I have to DJ.
Doing cocaine in the spurt.
I got a DJ, but I'm gonna be keeping tabs on that fight for sure.
I'm gonna keep tabs on it now. Just see what happened with this cocaine man.
Yeah, so that's what's going on. What's his name? Ryan Garcia.
Ryan Garcia. He fought Tank Davis. Cocaine man.
He fought Tank Davis a couple months ago.
How'd that go for him?
He lost. He got knocked down. And then he got...
Took a bump and got up?
He took the bump and he got up. But he got caught clean, though. It was like, counter punch, bow, caught him right across the chin. And then he got up, was fighting and stuff, and then he got caught with a kidney punch. And it was like he had to quit.
Yeah.
He took a knee.
Yeah, yeah, you didn't destroy your kidneys and shit. Yeah, you be cocaine. Pimp. You just proving my point. This nigga on cocaine, dog.
Hey,
we like,
gonna see. If I showed you,
kidney shot.
Some videos, it would be like, yeah, bro.
Oh no,
he was tripping. Like it got bad in one of the press conferences. Like people was heckling him. Like, you on cocaine? He was like, I'm not on cocaine. It just looked bad. It looked real. It looked very bad.
The only way you can get away with that is if you John Bones Jones and you just beat everybody ass regardless. I'm on cocaine. I'm off of it.
He fucking up now too. He had some stuff where they came to test him. For drugs, you know, give a drug.
Why don't y'all just let this man? He great.
He was like, they say he was intoxicated, and then they said like he got into it with the test people and stuff and shit.
I'm not going to. He told me he don't want to pee. I'm gonna walk away. Hey, you know me. I'm gonna still walk away. Like I'm not doing that. Hey. No, this nigga tripping.
Shit's crazy, man.
You got some tasers? Give me the taser or two. Shit, I'm not fucking around with this big nigga. I seen UFC. I know what he do to people.
So ass out of here, man. I ain't got time to play with you, man. Put it on 7.
No, 9, nigga. 9. Turn that shit to the max.
I'm gonna have a convulsion. It's gonna make him throw up.
I don't give a fuck. It's better than him touching me. Shit. That's a big nigga.
John Bones Jones. Yeah. I don't want no problems with John Bones Jones.
None of them Jones boys. They're all professional athletes in violent sports.
You got brothers? Who else? Oh, John Bones Jones.
Chandler Jones.
Yeah, he had gotten to some stuff. Not too long ago.
Well, gee, if my brother John Bones Jones, I'm talking shit too. Like, nigga, fuck your mama, nigga. You ain't gonna do shit. Shit, nigga, I call my brother in this bitch. Here, fuck everybody up.
The Jones brothers.
I think it's one more or two. I don't know shit about him. I think it's 3 of them.
Like the Mannings?
Yeah. Tragedy befalls one and the other two flourish.
Tragedy befalls one. It's like a book. Breezecast episode 44, man. We just had to come and holler at y'all, man. We ain't been here in a while, so I finally got him to take a day off of work, you know. Or
I didn't take a day off.
Yeah, in between. Yeah. So
I'm off now. I'm done with that shit. Yeah, fuck it. Weekend, yeah.
And it's nice outside. It's springtime. Sundress season is upon us.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's upon us. Shout out to all the ladies who do the sundress. You like the picture that I showed?
I do like the picture.
I love sundresses. I love them.
I do, too.
Shout out to all the pedicures and manicures out there.
I don't care so much about that. Wear some nice jimmies, though. I appreciate that.
Nice gym shoes, too. You know, with your ankles out. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing.
You don't have to have your ankles out. I don't care about that either.
Yeah, do it.
Just cover your feet up.
Do it. No, it's the summertime. It's a whole package. Sundresses and sandals. SS.
That's not package isn't for everyone. That's why they make options.
But I mean.
So you can have a custom package.
A nice woman who takes care of herself. Usually the feet is involved and it's warm outside. Throw them sandals on. I heard a woman talking about wearing some sandals today because it's warm outside. I was like, I don't know, but
hey. It's not warm enough for sandals.
I didn't agree.
But I'm gonna say about that is like we're just put your feet away. Some people, not everybody.
Hey, ask.
Or if you keep them out, just understand I'm not putting them in my mouth.
You don't. You went from like 3 to 10. Like,
I'm just telling you where my line is. I'm just telling you where my line is. If you don't explain your line to the people, they don't fucking know. Like, don't come on, man. What you tripping for? Shit.
If I like you, you know what I'm saying.
Love
you. If I love you, I may be inclined. You know.
My kids' feet ain't going in my mouth. You see, when they be playing with the babies, like, I'm going to eat your feet. There's never none of that shit for me. Never. Fuck this baby. Get their feet out my face, nigga. Put some shoes on this motherfucker. Shit. They feet stink too, nigga. The fuck?
Ladies, he's single, y'all. Come get him. You know what I'm saying? 6'3". How much you weigh?
I'm not.
Full of love, y'all.
You just full of shit.
Come on.
Completely entirely.
Ladies, come get him. You see that? Yeah, it's like that. Cowboy.
fuck you. You're right.
He's an upstanding gentleman, ladies. Come get him.
Definitely not that part.
Your main man, DJ Cool Breeze.
You saying all that, nigga? What's your status? Huh?
I'm a single guy.
You a single guy?
Yeah. Yep, I'm a single guy.
You a single guy, huh? Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I'm just a single guy.
I don't have anything to say about it. It's implied with me.
You wild. It's implied, man. But yeah, BreezeCast 44.
That's that Ram shit. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Them damn Rams. Shout out to them sundresses, though. Shout out to the Rams that wear sundresses.
I'm not putting on no fucking sundress. We talking about women. We just talked about like black comedians and shit. And here you go with that bullshit.
You gotta know that I'm talking about women.
I didn't know that. You just said Aries. And I just said I'm a fucking Ram, and then right behind you, just say Aries and sundresses.
Yeah,
like,
but I'm talking about.
Let's not
about
have
women.
Any misconceptions around this motherfucker.
Cool, you just cleared it up.
Shit.
Why would I be talking about a man wearing a sundress?
I don't know why.
Why would I salute that?
I don't understand. Like it's. No. I don't understand a lot of shit people do nowadays.
Get out of here, man. Get out of here.
What you bad?
No.
I was when you said that what you fucking said. Don't say that shit to me no more.
Man, you know what I meant. But whatever. I'm not arguing with you. I'm not.
Yeah, it's a wasted endeavor.
BreezeCast 44.
Where's food
man.
At, man?
You are yeah, we better go get something to eat.
Fucking
man.
Hungry.
Y'all make sure y'all tune in, like, share, subscribe, tell your friends. We back. We're gonna come back next week and do another episode, you know?
Why are you pointing at me? Like it's my fault.
We're gonna come back and do another
you
episode.
Fucking, like, this is why I end up walking away.
Yeah,
you
get out of here. Get out, man. Get out.
Shout out to everybody. Fuck you.
This nigga, man. But y'all know what it is, man. BreezeCast. Appreciate y'all. It's been a minute, but we back. So we're going to come back and do another episode. And keep it moving, man. Everybody be cool and have a good week. Stay positive, man. Get some money out here. And hug your people, you know, because it's a good thing and you should. All right? Stay frosty, my friends.
Fuck you.